Hello, this is Janet Michael. In addition to hosting The Valley Today each weekday from 12:30 to 1 on the River 953, I also produce podcasts. And I'm excited to introduce you to a new podcast series in partnership with Rappahannock Electric Cooperative called We Are REC. Every week, we'll be releasing a new podcast where we interview different people from REC about a host of different topics. We'll get tips for saving money on your electric bill. We'll talk about renewable energy and the impact it can have in our communities. We'll even get some behind-the-scenes info about what happens when the power goes out in a storm. We're going to talk to linemen, energy advisors, board members, even the CEO. Don't miss out on information about community grants, scholarships, REC-hosted events, and more. Get every single episode as they're released on our website under the podcast tab at theriver953.com, or you can subscribe for free in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or on Spotify, anywhere you listen to a podcast. Just search for We Are REC. And now, let's meet our guest and find out what we're talking about in this episode. We are in the studio today with Casey Holland. She is the Director of Communications and Public Relations for Rappahannock Electric Cooperative. Casey, one of the things that I personally think sets Rappahannock Electric apart from a lot of the other utility companies that you sometimes traditionally think of is your involvement in the community. You guys do a lot to give back to your communities as a whole, as well as individually inside of each of those communities.
Thanks, Janet. Yes, caring and community involvement. Caring is one of Rappahannock Electric Cooperative's core values. And as an electric cooperative, we are based on 7 cooperative principles, and one of those principles is caring for the community. So we take that very seriously, and through everything that we do year round in the office and even in our personal lives, we're dedicated to being involved, active, and giving back to the communities that we serve. We serve 22 counties in portions of Page and Shenandoah, but we also serve Warren, Clark, Frederick, and Rappahannock. So our local employees, as well as our board members who represent our membership as a whole, they're working alongside of us year round to participate in local organizations, as well as the programs and services that we offer that are community based.
And you have a lot of those programs. I mean, you guys don't just say, hey, we're just going to funnel everything through this one particular thing. You have a lot of things that you have developed that you guys do and are active in on a regular basis.
Yes, we do. One of our biggest programs is the Power of Change, and that is our member program. So as a member, you can join with us and participate in the Power of Change. You round up your monthly electric bill, or you make a one-time donation, or set a monthly dollar amount that you want to donate. And that money twice a year is donated back into our local communities. We have a board of directors who oversees the Power of Change funding, and any charitable organization who wants to apply for funding can do so twice a year and receive those funds to benefit our members in the communities that we serve.
Well, and I think that's great, too, because that tells me, you know, if my electric bill that I paid is $109.12, I can round that up to $110. I'm not going to miss those couple of pennies, but I know that that's going to go into a fund where a bunch of other people have done the same thing, and it's going to help somebody in my community.
Exactly. And we have donated to dozens of organizations over the past decade since we've been operating the Power of Change. And several of those are right here in the communities that your listeners live in. We have helped local food banks. So you know that that money that you round up your bill to is really going to make a difference in someone's life.
Well, and I like knowing too that because you guys have done your research, you have a board that's set up that's allocating these funds. You're making sure that it's going to organizations that are 501c3 that have dotted their I's and crossed their T's. I don't have to do that research. I can just give you my pennies and know they're going where they need to go.
That's exactly right. And it makes a huge difference. We appreciate all of our members who are participating. We hope that more will so that we can make a even greater impact on our communities.
And that's just one thing. I mean, you listed, when we were chatting beforehand, you listed at least a half a dozen different programs that you guys have.
Yes. Yeah, so our employees are very motivated to give back to the communities. And several decades ago, they created a program called Project Big Heart. And so in each of our offices, our employees are working year round to come up with fundraisers to host food drives or other events to raise money that then is donated back to other organizations in our communities. Those same employees are the folks that you'll see coaching Little League teams. They might be working in the food bank one day. They're very community oriented.
Well, and that's the one thing that I've noticed from being in the community and knowing a lot of people that work for REC is you see them out and about. You see them doing things, and they're not doing it because, you know, work is making them do it. They're doing it because work is saying, hey, we want you to go and give back, and is you know, encouraging them to do it.
Yes. We participate in over 300 events throughout the year, and it's not because we want to sell you something. It's because we want you to know that we're actively engaged in your communities. We're a part of your community. Like I've said, our employees live and work right here in the same areas where our members live and work. And so when you're having an event at your child's school, you might see us there because educating our students on electric safety and energy efficiency, that's important to us. And we want to be there with you.
Well, and I think that's the one thing you just mentioned is, you know, you're not trying to sell me something, because the truth of the matter is in a lot of our communities, we don't have a choice. We, you know, I can't say I don't want to use REC anymore. I want to go somewhere else. So in theory, I mean, as crass as it sounds, I don't have to choose you, but you're choosing to do this anyway.
That's right. Virginia is a regulated state, so you don't have the choice of who your electric provider is. But like you said, we get to choose whether or not we want to be involved in our communities. And our communities are important to us. And so we are very actively involved. Some of the other programs that we offer are a youth tour. We're very focused on our students. We know that they are our future. So we want to help give them opportunities to succeed. So that youth tour program, we select students from around our service territory to spend a week in Washington, D.C. And we live there, you know, D.C. is practically our neighbor, right? But we give them an opportunity to do things they might not have gotten to do on a weekend trip to the Capitol. They get to sit down face to face with their legislators, ask questions, and raise concerns about things that matter to them. How many high school students get that opportunity?
Yeah. Well, and you're right. I mean, even though we are very close to D.C., we never take advantage of everything that we should being so close.
Right. We also award scholarships every year. We award $21,000 scholarships to students around our service territory. And it's not just for high school students who are going to go to college. We know that not everybody is going to go to college. For those students who want to become skilled in a trade, we offer a scholarship for a trade. We also want to help current college students who just need additional assistance to pay for college. We, at the end of this year, we encourage anyone who is graduating from high school, who is interested in going to trade school, or who is a current college student to apply for our 2020 scholarships.
And that information is always on your website as
well. Absolutely, yes. It's always on our website, but it's also always in Cooperative Living Magazine. That's our member magazine that we distribute 10 times a year. So as a member, you get that in your mailbox, and we hope that you will read it and look for these important updates and news about programs like that.
Well, and you do things that are kind of events that you put on as well. I mean, you've got a Get Connected event that's coming up in June where you're encouraging everybody to come and meet everybody at REC.
Yes. So Get Connected is our member focused event that we started doing about the same time that we acquired the service territory up here. So when you might remember becoming an REC member for the first time. So this year it will be in Frederick County at the Frederick County Fairgrounds. And like you said, we are going to invite all of our members from this part of our service territory. So all of your listeners in Rappahannock, Frederick, Clark, Warren, Page, and Shenandoah are encouraged to come. But if someone from further away wants to make that trip, then they're more than welcome to do so as well. We provide barbecue dinner. We'll have our CEO, our board of directors, and they're not coming to give you a speech. They're coming to shake your hand and thank you for being a member and answer questions that you might have. We set up informational displays. Our linemen come. They bring out their bucket trucks. They have their gear set out so that you can touch it. You can put on the gloves and you can see and talk to them about what it's like to be a lineman. We know that a lot of our members are interested in the modern technology like solar power or electric vehicles. So this year we're going to have electric vehicles at our Get Connected event that members can not only look at and touch and look at the apps associated with them, but they can actually get in them and ride around the fairgrounds. It's a great event. Every year that we host it, we have between 500 and 1,000 members that come. And this year, we hope that we'll have even more. So thank you for helping us get that out. And mark your calendars for June 6th.
Awesome. Well, and yeah, just being able to get in and drive one of those cars, because it's one of those things where you're thinking, you know, I could do that. But then is it going to go fast enough? And is it going to be too tech for even me to be able to do. I think it's great that you're, you know, giving that opportunity to your members.
Right. It's a very fun family focused event. So not only the electric vehicle rides, but I forgot to mention that we're giving away trees. So the first several hundred members who come will get a free tree. And that's a great benefit, because planting those trees in your yard can give you energy efficiency in the end to help you reduce your energy use.
Well, and that's the other piece of this event too, is I'm going to be able to find out energy saving tips. I'm going to be able to see what I may have in my house that maybe it's time to upgrade the fridge or the freezer or the washer or the dryer. And you'll be able to walk me through, this is what you're looking for when you're buying new ones, and get so much valuable money saving information.
Yes. And that's really why we do this event, but it's also why we participate in the 300 other events throughout our service territory every year. Like I said, we're not selling you anything, but we are trying to educate you and give you information. There are so many resources and tools and services that we offer that our members don't always know about. So the more that we can bring that awareness to you and your community, the better for you.
I will say, I remember a couple of years ago, the Front Royal Warren County Chamber of Commerce used to do a trade fair every year where businesses would set up, general public could come in, and you guys had these little boxes that had a light bulb, they had the insulation that go in behind your outlets, they had the window plastic wrapping and things like that, that you were giving out, these money-saving boxes that I thought were the coolest thing ever.
Yeah, those were our energy efficiency kits, and they were really popular. We gave them all away. But we do give away a lot of cool gadgets and fun things that will help our members in their homes.
So mark your calendar for June 6th,
yes,
because
ma'am.
The Get Connected event is definitely something you're going to want to come and
participate
in.
The Frederick County Fairgrounds, yes.
Awesome. Is there anything else that we didn't cover? Because you guys do a lot.
Yes. One other community service that we do is our community grant program. And it's a little bit different than the Power of Change program. And what we do is, in October of this year, we'll be awarding 2 $5,000 grants and then 4 $2,000 grants. And those are divided up into three categories. So an education. So if you're a school teacher or if you're a school principal and there's something that you're trying to introduce into your school, apply for this grant. If you're an emergency service program, apply for a grant. And we have had fire departments and rescue squads who have used those to get equipment that they needed or to help pay for the equipment that was too costly for them. And then the last one is a community program. So you might be the local food bank or another service that's benefiting the community. So we encourage you to apply. The application deadline is October 15th, and those applications are on our website now at myrec.coop. So go out there and start filling it out. We'll accept it at any time.
Awesome. Well, Casey, thanks for coming to hang out with me. This has been a great conversation.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.